Okay, we'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board to order. We'll start with a roll call of members present. Doug Muller.
Ron Newman.
Michael Woods.
Kendall Hayes.
Devin Huff.
Brian Caperson.
Rick Singleton.
And the audience is?
Travis Iyer from HCR.
Ashwarya with Southwest Missouri Council.
Cheryl Garrison, City of Branson.
Darren McElroy, Great River and Tammy.
Claudia Roberts, City of Forsyth.
Ted Farmer, City County Commission.
And?
Introduce yourself.
Sheila Wyatt, County Commissioner.
Okay. First item on the agenda would be approval of old minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Any discussion? None. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Second item on the agenda, old business. Have a couple things. The officer elections that for to have chairman and vice chairman.
Are you willing to serve again for another year?
Yes, sir.
I'll nominate Doug Muller as chairman.
Second.
Motion a second. Any discussion? None of those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry. Vice chair?
Question. Have we had vice chair before?
I think, didn't we?
I
thought Rick was vice chair.
We might need one, though, and that makes a good suggestion.
Yeah, I think it's Rick.
I brought it up to deliberate because it's a new.
I was sitting here trying to think who was the vice chairman.
Rick always has been.
I don't know that I have a seat here. I'll solidify it. I'll make a motion that Rick Zakynthos is the vice chairman.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Keep Rick as the vice chair. Any discussion?
I assume you would do it.
If you're willing. Okay, perfect. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry. Next item of old business be our renewal with HDR Engineering to keep doing what they have been doing as far as our updates.
To make a motion to recommend HDR Engineering to continue their contract and recommend that forward to the commission.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to recommend HDR to the commission. Any discussion? None. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion will carry.
Now, Devin or somebody needs to make sure that gets to the commission.
I will.
Perfect. Any other old business?
On the old business, we had discussed, Ron and I had discussed the updating of the website to reflect the current information. When you go on there and look, it's still got the members from, I think, quite a few years ago. I don't know how we update that.
It has been told to them.
Here's a sample of the updates that are necessary. It gives a better idea for those who have not run off the our charter needs to be updated, and our list of projects need to be updated. That is referring to, and
that has been. I've worked with Travis on it. Whether IT guy has got it on the internet, well, let me look. It has been updated, the priority list. It's on there right now.
Originated in about 2012, the original document that lays out how we assess all of our projects and so forth.
Right now, it's on there from November 22nd of 2022 is when it was updated. So that's been a while.
Does it have, look at the second page I handed to you. There was some markups that I took off the site recently. It doesn't have all the members and new members added there with their phone numbers. And, of course, it doesn't have the new presiding commissioner's name on there, et cetera. So what I would recommend it to this working group, to the board, along with our other board member, that we do get this updated. It needs to be updated annually so that anybody that comes on the website, they know who the members of the Taney County Transportation Board are. They know who we report to, and they have phone numbers, and they have emails. So that any of these projects that we've got listed that are attached to this, the matrix is attached to the back of this document. This is a copy of the full document right here. And I brought an extra one because I knew Michael would be attending today, so here's you a printed copy. And it's got the latest matrix of our projects on there and the old projects. But the old projects need to come off in the new matrix. So what I would suggest or recommend, propose, is that I've got the original. If everybody will put their correct phone numbers and what you want as far as emails on those sheets I gave to you, pass back to me by the end of the meeting. I'll make sure they're all updated on the original document, this document, and pass it over to our chairman with the updated. I'll make the edits and pass it to our chairman so between now and the next meeting, then he can process it to the commissioners for approval, for review and approval. There's nothing substantive. It's all names, and there's no proposals to changing the way we do business or evaluate from our consultant engineering analysis of all the project areas. It's strictly, which is very important, to have proper names and phone numbers and so forth. And, of course, it'll cover whatever new date when it's published, when it's finally approved by the commissioners. And Doug passes it to the commissioners for approval. It'll carry that date on there, whatever it is. Does that sound like a plan?
I've got it wrote down. I'll take care of that for them if everybody's good with it.
Okay. But you're going to need the original document.
I've got it.
Okay. And it'll have the matrix attached to it?
The what?
The new matrix.
Yeah, it's on the website now, the new matrix.
Yeah, the new matrix is live.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Okay. Any other old business?
That was strictly a housekeeping item.
Yes. No other old business.
Any updates on our Taney County Expressway? Or any?
I don't know any.
No. I mean, it's still in the mix on the Hollister end. That's still in the mix for the water park stuff. We work on it every day. We are making progress and past that. So. We'll defer to someone else.
Anything else on Johnny Morris's projects? Any of our old projects, progress to be updated on?
Our 86 opening the Long Creek Bridge is continuing to move. I gave everybody a traffic update and what I published one yesterday for lane closures for tomorrow. And so the 86 bridge continues to move. There's significant progress on the east abutments. And we continue to work on that. There was a consideration of a third roundabout on Highway 86 job. Initially, there was just the improvement of the original roundabout, and there was one that was put at Tater Jones Road, and now there's another one that they're considering at the entrance to the Big Cedar properties where they enter into there. However, I think that that has been deferred to a future phase of the project. And funding is in place, I think then there's preliminary work being done on 86. Since our last meeting in November, turn lanes, deceleration lanes from north to south on 65 have been added to the project, so they're now in and funded. Phase two would include the three lane between the end of the entrance to the current Thunder Ridge site. The Thunder Ridge entrance is going to be significantly different, and probably the most likely is going to be an underpass underneath 86. 86 will remain at grade, and to enter into the arena and event site, you will go underneath the highway. So that's as I know today.
Thank you.
Has there been any progress on the turn lane for the Kirbyville School?
Yeah, I'll update you on that here.
Oh, okay. Never mind me.
All right. Any other old business? We'll slide right into Devin there. We've got a good teaser for that one. And head for Taney County updates.
Dean Road in Pro Tem, we're about 99% done with it. On widening and taking care of the low water crossing to where people won't have to go around. That's quite a cut through road, you know, downtown Pro Tem. Clevenger Cove, everything is widened that we can, and that'll be getting pavement once warmer weather comes. Still waiting on the permit from the Corps to do the phasing of the road. Round Mountain, we're a little over halfway done with the part from the new bridge down towards Cambridge, the gravel portion. We're getting it widened out to where it'll have 20 plus feet of driving. And we've got a box culvert we've got to put in down at the other end of it. And no, the box culverts are not going to prevent the flooding that we just had. It would be a huge bridge.
Better than it was, though.
It'll be a whole lot better than it was. We got compliments this morning on what we have raised. People's like we were able to get out where before we couldn't. So we're making headway on that. Reno Springs, right there by you, we did get approved for a BRO bridge, and I'm currently working with MoDOT and that on it, on alignment. It's going to be kind of a trick. Rather than having a 90-degree corner on each side of it, we're working to make it wider approach and at a skew, you know, and but it's just now beginning, you know, that process. It'll probably be next year before any ground will be broken on it. Kirbyville Turn Lane, we put electronic billboards up yesterday. We have to do that 10 days in advance of any kind of work. I'm hoping that we'll get the permit to start on April 5th, unless something else comes up. I did get a phone call this morning from MoDOT due to the amount of traffic. It's going to have to be nighttime work only. That's. I did tell them, though, that any tree removal, I wanted a day and a half to 2 days of daylight. I'm not going to put our people out there removing trees by the power lines at night. So. But that ball is rolling. We'll probably start. I got to meet out there after the meeting to find an area we can stockpile material. That way, at night, you've only got a couple trucks versus a whole bunch during the day, to where they can haul it from across the road and make pretty good progress.